SABC News, independent and impartial.
An officer killed in Phoenix and power outages in store for Balfour.
In your sports, Kaizer Chiefs denied a ninth straight win in the APSA Premiership and Pakistan require 3 wickets for victory over Sri Lanka.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
For 5 News, I'm Sibs Matiela. A policeman has been shot dead outside his home in Phoenix, north of Durban. The officer was leaving his home in Woodview yesterday when a car approached and the suspects began firing. The officer returned fire, killing one suspect. An unknown number of suspects fled the scene. The incident comes as Police Minister Bekele says officers should use what he terms deadly force when their lives are in danger. He's taken his department's festive season safety campaign to Kimberley in the Northern Cape.
The law allows you to defend and protect every citizen using all the tools we have given to you and to give you good things to use. If innocent citizen is under threat, that includes the officer to allow to use the deadly force. There is one deadly. There is no left or right deadly. Deadly is one.
Parts of Balfour and Mpumalanga face power outages for at least 5 days after a substation burnt down yesterday. The town falls under the Dipaliseng local municipality. Dipaliseng Mayor Mafunda Makabo says according to their preliminary investigations, the substation was struck by lightning.
We are supplied by that substation from Eskom. I was speaking to one of the guys from Eskom. They told me that where they supply, it will take 2 days. And where they supply the municipality, on the side of the municipality, it will take almost 5 days.
The DA says it's asked Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma to declare the ANC-led Maluti Apofong municipality in Harry Smith in the Free State a disaster area. The party says almost a two-week-long water and electricity supply disruption could lead to massive job losses. DA MPL Leona Kleinhans.
This is the reason why we are now asking the minister to declare a disaster so that additional funds can be spent. We have already approached the public protector about funds that we know were allocated to Maluti Apofong and which were not used for infrastructure grants, water services grants and so on. Some of that, millions of that, just disappeared.
And finally, allegations of racist abuse have overshadowed yet another high-profile football match in the English Premier League when Chelsea beat Tottenham Hotspur 2-0 yesterday. The BBC's Andy Swiss.
It was just over an hour into the match when Chelsea